The web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
And they also attack prison guards on a daily basis.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Next on News Radio 590.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. With interest rates sitting at a record low and the economy still reeling from the financial fallout, analysts aren't expecting any changes to come after the Federal Reserve policymakers meet this week. President Obama says the notion that the U.S. and Europe are taking sides, with America pushing for more stimulus spending and European nations favoring tighter regulation of the financial industry, is a phony debate.
In my mind, at least, there is no conflict or contradiction between the positions of the G20 countries and how we're going to be moving forward. There's going to be differences in details. Those are being worked out right now. I expect to have a productive meeting.
And Christina Romer, one of President Barack Obama's top economic advisors, tells NBC that while the U.S. is temporarily in a financial mess, the economy is fundamentally sound. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-567-5598. Ask about a free supply. 800-567-5598. That's 800-567-5598.
The president's chief economic advisor says the bonus payments given out at American International Group are outrageous.
This whole area is something we're going to have to look at as we think about regulation in the future, because no one can be satisfied with what's happened.
Lawrence Summers told ABC that the troubled insurance giant got more than $170 billion in bailout money. And the weather is looking good for tonight's rescheduled launch of the space shuttle Discovery. Repairs have been made after a hydrogen gas leak scrapped liftoff plans Wednesday. The delay has shortened the mission by at least a day, increasing pressure for today's departure. This is NASA's George Stiller.
Right now, we are well past the point where our leakage problem developed on our first launch attempt, and we are not seeing any indications of leakage at all.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
Sounds from Sunday services that resumed today at an Illinois church, 1 week after the senior pastor was gunned down. A minister from Texas talked to the congregation and spoke from his own experience. A decade ago, a gunman entered his Fort Worth church and killed 7 people before committing suicide. OPEC oil ministers say they'll continue current output levels, but try to end overproduction by some cartel members. Today's decision means there'll be no cutbacks from December production levels. Abdullah Saleem El-Badri is the OPEC Secretary General.
Taking into consideration what's going on in the world economy, everything we try to talk about, everything is negative, you know. Every day we're receiving negative information, so we just try to balance the situation out.
And Israel is setting a deadline for a prisoner exchange with the Hamas rulers of Gaza. Here's Mark Levie.
The clock is ticking down on a deal for release of an Israeli soldier held nearly 3 years by Hamas-linked militants in Gaza. Israel has set a special cabinet meeting for tomorrow. If there's no deal today, the prison issue will be turned over to the next government. The current government appears willing to free most of the prisoners Hamas is demanding, including convicted terrorists. But Benjamin Netanyahu, the incoming Israeli prime minister, takes a harder line against Hamas and Arabs in general. Mark Levie, Jerusalem.
And I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us. Glad that you have decided to tune in on this Sunday edition from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here is the important news today that we'll be covering. It's particularly shocking and revealing. Cheney assassination units. That's been reported by Cy Hirsch, New Yorker Magazine. He's also doing a piece for New Yorker Magazine on government-sponsored terror that's coming up in the next few months, and Vanity Fair, and also writing a book. And, you know, Cy Hirsch is a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he's never been proven wrong in the past. Very, very accurate, one of our best living journalists out there. Well, he's been reporting on Cheney assassination unit, but then we decided to write an article because of our knowledge of this. So the story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now is Cheney assassination unit active under Obama, including domestically inside the United States. Because the name of the assassination unit is the Joint Special Operations Command, and its nickname is the Delta Force. And in congressional testimony, it was declassified that Delta Force was there, quote, pulling triggers. And they're the folks that went in with infantry maneuvers in the church records vault at Waco, where the 30-something women and children were huddling, and placed a plastic-shaped charge on the top of the building, killing all inside, and, of course, machine-gunning men as they tried to run out the back. We have the FLIR footage of this. And it's public knowledge, but you won't see it on the nightly news, though they do have documentaries that air on places like HBO, Waco, The Rules of Engagement, and others. The FLIR Project and others, one of them nominated for an Academy Award. But the issue here is that Cheney certainly expanded their role and did operate outside the purview of the Congress and the military itself. But Obama's actually now expanded the use over and above what Cheney was engaged in. So we'll talk about that. Also, we've written articles over the years at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Pentagon press releases and leaked Pentagon documents, but much of it is just completely public, about the fact that every major city has a high-altitude blimp over it that can stay up for as much as a decade, and it is powered off of solar energy, and they have ground-penetrating radar on them. They look right through your walls. It's like X-ray vision, basically. They have face scanning cameras on them, and everyone is being tracked in real time. I mean, that's a Pentagon brags about that. It's totally evil, totally wicked, but this is the slave grid. They use blimps because they're much more inexpensive than satellites. They can carry much larger payloads than satellites. They can stay up much longer. And this weekend, there was another article on this. And when I go on national radio shows, they make fun of me and they say, are the blimps going to get us? And I just say, well, if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or if you see my film Martial Law, where we cover some of the blimps, we just show you official government documents saying they're doing this, and even like the Army Times and Air Force Times and things like that. But now, since they're operational and over the entire country, they're now declaring them classified again. And so Larry King Live and Fox News, not just CNN, I've actually done radio shows on this last month when we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv so I can show the video. They show it and say it's a giant flying saucer. And all it is a blimp with the four fins on the back, with the blisters of surveillance equipment, and with the solar panels. And then I'm the weirdo because I'm saying it's not aliens, it's blimps. I mean, it's like asking a five-year-old, what's that? Oh, it's a school bus. And I go, yeah, it's a school bus. And the government says, no, it's a giant banana. And then I'm the weirdo for saying it's a school bus, and they're normal for saying a school bus is a banana. See, I'm the conspiracy theorist. And this is just one of thousands of things. It's very painful, folks, that I will list this right now, and I will list this, this latest mainstream news article, and people will just say, nope, doesn't exist, you're a liar. And they will write mainstream news articles saying I'm insane. In fact, I Googled my name last night, and I found about 30-plus mainstream news articles just suddenly attacking me. And they say I'm insane. There's no North American Union. There's no New World Order. Here's the L.A. Times, okay? Here it is right here. You can just Google this right now. It's a major paper. It's a city called Los Angeles. It does exist. It's on the West Coast. It was a Spanish mission before the United States got it. I assure you L.A. exists. I assure you the L.A. Times exists. I assure you this article is real. I know you're going to say it doesn't exist because then you'd have to wake up to what's happening. But nevertheless, I'm going to try again. Pentagon plans blimp to spy from new heights. The only reason this story is a bunch of baloney is these have been up for experimentally for about 15 years in declassified government documents. And for 7 years all over the country. Now, again, this is the headline. Pentagon plans blimp to spy from new heights. Reporting from Washington, this is by Julia E. Barnes. I assure you she exists. Or he exists, Julian E. Barnes. The Pentagon said Thursday that it intends to send $400 million to develop a giant dirigible that will float 65,000 feet. It's actually 95,100. Above the Earth for 10 years, providing unblinking and intricate radar surveillance of the vehicles, planes, and even people below. Now, if you want to learn more about this, just Google Homeland Security blimp, and you'll see MSNBC, AP, Reuters. If you click News, if you click Web, you'll see Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and then we have Senate testimony clips. I assure you there is a Senate into the District of Columbia. There is a place called D.C., I assure you there's a thing called C-SPAN. I assure you there are these videos of Congress 7 years ago admitting it's face scanning you. I will assure you Washington, D.C. exists. I know it's radical, but just Google Homeland Security blimps. I'm not even being sarcastic, guys. Guys in the control room are laughing. I'm serious. I mean, if they told the public the planet didn't exist, they'd believe it. If they told them the sun was a light bulb, they'd believe it. Because they want to feel like they're part of the establishment. They love being robbed by the Madoffs that run America. They'll say Madoff doesn't exist. Maybe that's a conspiracy. It goes on. It's absolutely revolutionary, chief scientist for the Air Force said of the proposed unmanned airship. Oh, really? Alexander Haig actually owned the company that sold the project 18 years ago to the Pentagon. Just Google Alexander Haig proposes surveillance blimps. General Alexander Haig. I know, he doesn't exist either. I understand. No, the thing is, I'm informed, so I'm weird. See, I'm not a thumb-sucking, knuckle-dragging, cowardly, stupid person going along with the New World Order. That's why we predict and lay out everything as it happens, years before. But again, it will, it says, attract you on the ground. It's an absolutely revolutionary Werner A.J. Dam, chief scientist for the Air Force, said in a of the proposed unmanned airship, describing it as a cross between a satellite and a spy plane. For you, the slaves, the 450-foot-long craft would give the U.S. military a better understanding of an adversary's movements, habits, and tactics, officials said, and the ability to constantly monitor small movements in a wide area. The Afghanistan border, for example, would dramatically improve military intelligence. So they're just now introducing this to the slaves. The issue here is, well, I'll tell you more about the blimp when we get back, but I've got all this other stuff. I'll tell you about the Delta Force, the federal government's hit squads who murder whoever they want, whenever they want, and I've caught them trying to pay off and paying off local officials in Texas. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Mama told me when I was young, you sat beside me, my only son.
It is the 15th day of March, 2009, the official release date of my new film, The Obama Deception, theobamadeception.net, or Infowars.com, and I'll tell you some new developments on that front. Very important information coming up. Look, I'm not going to spend all day on this LA Times article. Pentagon plans to build spy blimp from New Heights. If you want to prove to yourself this article is a spin story, just Google Homeland Security blimps. And you can pull up all the mainstream articles from 7 years ago, 10 years ago, even back before that, where they're already in place over the United States, tracking everything you do. So I'm done talking about that. Here's some of the other news I've got. The Treaty of the Sea is, they've been trying to pass it for 2 decades. It basically hands over control of the world's oceans to the United Nations and the private banks that use it as their governmental front. And Fox News, of course, is telling us in this article how great it is, titled Senate Moves Towards Ratification of the UN's Law of the Sea Treaty, and it just goes on to break all that down. Here's another one from Wired Magazine. Now treaties are secret. Obama administration declares proposed IP treaty a national security secret. President Barack Obama came into office in January promising a new era of openness, but now, like Bush before him, Obama is playing the national security card to hide details of the controversial anti-counterfeiting trade agreement being negotiated across the globe. The White House this week declared, and there's a link to the PDF, the text of the proposed treaty, a classified national security secret in rejecting a Freedom of Information Act request by Knowledge Ecology International. Please be advised, the document you seek are being withheld in full, wrote Cameron Brudini, chief four-year officer of the White House Office of U.S. Trade Representatives. If ratified, leaked documents posted on WikiLeaks and other comments suggesting the proposed trade accord would criminalize peer-to-peer file sharing, period. Period. Doesn't matter if it's legal. Subjects iPods to broader searches and allows internet service providers to monitor their customers' communications without warrants. Just off the charts, that story right there, just legalizing the complete end of the Fourth Amendment through global government treaties. Here's another one from CNN. Obama regime considering making veterans pay for treatment of service-related injuries with private insurers. Yes, they're not going to treat the troops. This is so sick. They'll still come confiscate our guns if ordered to anyways. I don't care. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki confirmed to Jesus from CNN that the Obama administration is considering a controversial plan to make veterans pay for treatment of service-related injuries with private insurance. Boy, that's really sick. And they're saying they're setting that up for the 2010 Veterans Affairs budget being debated now. You know, they vote for the budget 8-9 months before the new year starts. So I thought I'd cover that story for you. Here's another one. Justice Department investigates Arizona sheriff for enforcing immigration law, CNS News. Cyber News Service. Yeah, we've interviewed him several times. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Love him or hate him, he is enforcing immigration law. And all over the country, I've interviewed scores of sheriffs and police chiefs where they'll arrest illegal aliens for drunk driving or 10 people being in a van without seatbelts or whatever. You know, no ID, weapons, whatever. And they just release them. You know, I'm sure you've all seen that in the newspaper, how they release them. But instead, they're going to actually, they're going after Arpaio, a former FBI agent in his own right. The Justice Department has launched an investigation of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in Arizona following requests by congressional Democrats and allegations by liberal activists that the department has violated the civil rights of illegal aliens. Representative John Conyers, who won't go after Bush for his crimes, Gerald Nadler, and others requested the investigation. And it focuses on Sheriff Joe Arpaio and dozens of officers under his command who are trained through the Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agreements of Cooperation in Communities to Enhance Safety and Security, which partners with federal and local law enforcement to enforce immigration laws. In a letter, March 10, 2009, Loretta Smith, acting Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice, detailed what her department would be investigating, and they just say they're going to go after him, basically. So you can read that if you want. Here's another one. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. gun laws to fight Mexican drug cartels. They want to ban most semi-automatic rifles, ban gun shows, further register American citizens. It's from the Associated Press. You know, Mexico has a total gun ban. They have one of the highest crime rates in the world. I think the highest now as of last year. That's right. It's the highest now, State Department's reported. And, you know, Chicago and New York have the highest crime rates in our country with total gun bans. And actually, when you read their report saying the majority of guns they find cartels with are from the U.S., that's low-level gangbangers selling drugs here in the U.S. When you read the reports on Mexico from the State Department, they're buying them from the Mexican military and police. They're fully auto. And in fact, in this AP article, they have the Attorney General Holder last week, Monday, bad-mouthing the Second Amendment. Remember, he debated and filed a brief last year for a gun control group before he was even Attorney General. He was previously Deputy Attorney General under Clinton, calling for total gun ban in the D.C. gun ban case. So that's what he stands for and believes in. But he said, yes, it's horrible. They have machine guns and hand grenades and rocket launchers. Folks, you're not buying machine guns, hand grenades, and rocket launchers at any store anywhere in the U.S., okay? It's not true. And they just know the public cigarette. You know, every day on the news, they show polar bears on floating ice and say they can't swim. It's the best swimming land mammal there is. They go out there to hunt seals. But they know the public's uninformed. So they'll tell you they're drowning. Okay, whatever. Their population's actually exploded to record levels. But, you know, so what? Back to the border. Homeland Security plans for violence on U.S. border. This out of the Associated Press. And talk about how the border is basically collapsing and Mexico's collapsing. Their answer, disarm the American people. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea, so then only the criminals will have guns. Big story we broke 4 days ago at Infowars.com. Two different state police officers out of California and Missouri sent me federally written Threat Integration Fusion Center documents where they list Ron Paul, Libertarian Party, Bob Barr, people that believe in North American Union as dangerous terrorists. They said followers of Ron Paul want to kill police, but it says, you know, don't release these documents. These are secret. And then we put it out, and with the phone number to the state police offices where they issued these, but it was federally written, people didn't believe it. So we've since updated it with the names. You know, we called up the state police, and we've got Captain Hull and Holtz and all of them. There, you can call the phone number. You can talk to them. It's real. It really happened. You know, this is really going on. This is how they're brainwashing police. So stop living in denial out there. Meanwhile, Ron Paul, he really is a congressman really does exist. Congress really does exist. Madoff really does exist. The $9.7 trillion stolen in the bailout really does exist. They're openly announcing a world government bank that will control everything we do. That really does exist. I really do exist. I mean, there really are threats to our liberty in history. Ron Paul, culprits of financial collapse should be arrested. Congressman Ron Paul says the people responsible for the economic crisis should not be hailed as saviors and given more power to fix the problem they created, but arrested and criminally prosecuted. Paul told the Alex Jones Show that the only way the private Federal Reserve could be brought under control would be the result of a mass uprising, noting that there is a lot more awareness in Washington about the Fed's contribution to the economic crisis. He's also introduced a bill to abolish the private Federal Reserve and audit the private Federal Reserve. I was speaking on my show a few days ago, a weekday show. Okay, we're going to come back, take your phone calls, and get into a bunch of other, even more important news. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 715-4448.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. Your calls are coming up, folks all across the country and the planet. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. Some of the other news I have here in front of me, Governor Perry, who's about as conservative as Mao Zedong, rejects $555 million in federal stimulus money. Now, $787 billion, and I know that at least, in the reports I saw, $60 billion of that was going to Texas. They take our state money, they take it to Washington, they send back a few pennies of it, and then call it free federal money, and I hear all these newscasts. The feds are saying this is the only money we get and that we're bad, but we're lucky they're there, basically. Meanwhile, it's our money. And then Perry does this stunt. He engages in this stunt where he comes out and says, I'm rejecting $555 million of it because it's very unpopular. So he's trying to, again, look conservative. From the center of a Houston hardware store, Governor Rick Perry ignited a debate about Texas job cuts, business taxes, and President Barack Obama's so-called economic stimulus program Thursday by rejecting the federal government's offer of $555 million in aid to the unemployed. The action now moves the legislature, which can bypass Perry and take the offer as long as it changes state laws and blocks Republican Perry's potential veto. Democratic lawmakers said they will try that. So, you know, he's taking billions of it, but he's turning back 500 and something million of it. You know, they've created two new income taxes on business owners. You know, they always say Texas doesn't have an income tax, so it made business flood here. Well, we do have one now. And I own a business, small business. You know, that's my studio and TV studio and the film production studio we've got in South Austin. I got like 20 employees now, and just bureaucrats show up at your office, and they demand to be let in without warrants or anything. We say no, but then they just magically assess you, and they just say, oh, this computer's worth $50,000. It could be a literal $500 computer, and we've got some of those little cheap e-machines and stuff, you know, just for basic stuff. They go, no, that computer's worth $10,000. And they just guesstimate. And this has been going on for 4 years. So this year we let them in, and they said, "Oh, that couch has got to be worth $10,000. This stack of videotapes, what's that worth? $1,000?" And so then you have to go prove and hold receipts and spend all your time bookkeeping just to prove that your $1,000 computer didn't cost $10,000, or your $500 computer didn't cost $6,000, or God forbid you actually have a $4,000, $5,000 editing computer for film. We've got quite a few of those. Oh, that's got to be a $20,000 machine. And then they want a percentage, just like Massachusetts, of everything in your office. It is a property tax, a business property tax. But now they have a business franchise tax that's really an income tax. And they look at your gross, and they do a calculation with what you keep, and then so you got to give all your federal income tax stuff to them, and it's just bureaucrats. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, the businesses are shutting down, and everything else is leaving the country, and there's just more and more police, and more bureaucrats, and more checkpoints, and more and more fines and fees and regulations, and it's just really disgusting to have this going on. So, and they're talking about some type of new regional EMS tax. Well, you're for saving people when they're hurt, aren't you? It has nothing to do with like we're for the lottery. It'll be for education. Oh, yeah. And then a pittance goes towards that, and then all the poor people go and dump their paycheck on it every week. I mean, it just goes on and on, the scams. We have a mafia government that engages in stunts like Perry. You know, Ron Paul has said properly, and he's right, he votes against the bills, the spending bills. But then once the money's being served out, he gets record amounts of money to South Texas. What's the point? The money's going to go somewhere else. He votes against the bill, but then when the money is going to be served out anyways, he actually tries to get it down to South Texas for shrimp and other fisheries to try to restock the ocean so we can have some business down there left for people. And he pointed out we need more earmarks. An earmark just says what it's supposed to be spent on in a bill. You know, you have the $9.7 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP, stolen so far by the offshore private banks. Yeah, it's $9.7 trillion, not $700 billion. I was watching Fox News today, and they were saying it was $2 billion. That's Bloomberg's lawsuit from 4.5 months ago, a few weeks into the bailout, where the federal government said, we're not going to let you know how much money we've spent of the $2 billion. It's now 9.7. But see, the media is still debating that $2 trillion number. I was watching Fox right before we went on air, and they were having a special on it. Some of you might have seen it. And it was just more disinformation. In the name of whistleblowing, they're whitewashing. You understand how that works? So it's bad. It's real bad, and Ron Paul wants earmarks. He wants to know where that money's going. But, oh, no, we can't have earmarks. I mean, they train the public 180 degrees from what reality is. An earmark just means that it's listed where it's going to be spent. And is there pork associated with that? You bet your butt. But the media always talks about these, you know, pork barrel projects of bridges or wooden arrows or sports stadiums. And, hey, that's fascism because they give it to their cronies, you know, the contracts. And it's kind of socialism as far as the jobs go. But it's a lot better than just, hey, here's $9.7 trillion to foreign banks and we don't know where it is. So instead they've got us debating all day the $787 million stimulus instead of the $9.7 trillion banker hijacking that they call a bailout. We knew this was going to come out. I told you so. It's now come out that the shooter in Alabama was in some weird government training program with the military and the police as an auxiliary and was in psychiatric care, probably on medication. And the AP reports the German shooter was in psychiatric care and was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor of the Prozac class. They won't say what drug. Because I've never seen a case where it doesn't come out where they aren't. That chimpanzee that ripped the woman's jaw off and eyeballs out, he was on a Prozac drug. Forget which one, but this is the same thing. It's like a McDonald's is a Burger King, a Prozac is a Luvox. I mean, you know. In fact, let me get the exact drug. Google chimpanzee was on drugs, and then just shout in my ear with the name of it because I can't remember. I just want to give out the actual name of the quote antidepressant. When on the inserts of those by law, it admits it causes psychotic breaks. Oh, gee, every shooter and every chimpanzee that murders people is on these. But everything's okay. Let's just ban the guns. Let's not have people running around on the loony pills. Oh, yeah, they're real happy until they have a bad trip. Serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Xanax. Yeah, the chimpanzee was on Xanax. Thank you. That's one of the really strong ones, even stronger than Prozac. Okay, thank you. So I thought that, but I wanted to double-check. But it goes on here. The Associated Press confirms the story widely published across the world. Police investigator Siegfried Mahler states on the record that the shooter underwent severe treatment sessions for depression at a psychiatric clinic and was prescribed a session of outpatient therapy, which he never began. Thus, the shooter was a psychiatric medications and then quit using them. This created a classic antidepressant withdrawal crisis. Oh, yeah, they'll make you go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and chop your children's arms off. Every time you hear about that, I've talked about this before. I mean, every time you... Yeah, that was a Dallas case. Yeah, you were working at a news station at the time. And remember, she was on that. But they had another woman chop her baby's arms off in Houston. She was on it. And then the woman that drowned her kids was on it. And the women that killed their kids. They're always on it. Because it's very rare to have people, or simians for that matter, and we're certainly somewhat similar to chimpanzees, you don't do things like this unless they're hopped up on hallucinogens. But that's just some of the news and information I have here in front of me. Okay, I promise we're going to Sean, Dan, Brian, Scott, Matt, many others as soon as we come back. And then later in the next hour, I'll tell you about my new film, The Obama Deception. It's out right now at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality, or order the DVD. Start shipping tomorrow at Infowars.com. This is the preeminent film exposing Obama as a New World Order front man. Stay with us.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Prozac. Yes. Put the whole population on drugs and cause people to go completely psychopathic and murder their families. And then disarm the American people so they can't defend themselves. Sanitarium. Just leave me alone.
initiative that Bush passed that Obama's expanding brags in its own public documents. Their plan is to put half of American school children on psychotropics. And there'll be more suicides, more shootings. It's a perfect plan. Then they'll come for our guns as they are now. Let's go to Sean in Utah. Sean, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Good news from Utah. We got a bill in the legislature to do away with the concealed and carry. Bad news, the body scanning cameras went up in the airport with no resistance.
Well, let me stop you there for a moment. You're saying you want Vermont-style concealed carry where you don't have to get a license to have your Second Amendment, which turns a right into a privilege. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's something to do with that. It's similar. I was reading over the bill. It's pretty,
and then all over the country, they're putting in body scanners that 360 biometrically scan your naked body through your clothes and put it on a hard drive. And now, you know, they train you to take your shoes off. They train you not to have water or toothpaste, to be a good slave. They admit it's all part of basically dog training to train us to submit. And now they're going to train us to have our body scanned.
Right. I was surprised that nobody spoke out on it.
People did speak out. The media just doesn't cover that. And, again, they only make like maybe 1 out of 10 people go through it. I'm not going through the thing. And I'm sure they'll taser me and maybe murder me in one of the airports, you know, if I dare to not want to have my body scanned naked, or if I'm flying with my family, if I dare to not want to put my wife and children through it so the perverts and the government can have that. But, you know, I say pervert. The real reason is that machine 360 scans your whole body. And then with the surveillance cameras and the rest of the system, even if you're wearing a mask, it knows your body's signature. And DARPA admits that's the, quote, secret weapon Bob Woodward talked about in his book late last year that they've deployed in Iraq. It's body scanners.
Oh, wow. Well, the Obama deception was great. I saw with my prison plant TV membership, and just want to commend you on that. But the reason I called is Michael Wiener Savage on the 4th of March said to his audience in the first half hour or the first hour of his show, he said, there will be a Reichstag-like event in this country.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, Savage is really coming a long way. He came out and documented that Obama's policies are like the Nazis in government policy, which is true, but he didn't point out the Republicans helped set it all up. And we did a story on that at Infowars.com, and I mean, I hope he comes all the way, but I did get emails about
right.
that. I didn't hear it. You mean he's talking about government-sponsored terrorism?
Right.
Well, good for him then. Good.
Yeah. Well, I was really surprised to hear it, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said a Reichstag-like event perpetrated by the government to justify a dictatorship. So I thought that was pretty big news.
Well, that is big news. Somebody find the clip and send it to me. Well, I hail Savage then. I appreciate the call. I mean, all I've wanted is these people to wake up and stand up. You know, I had Chuck Norris on for 35 minutes on Friday's show, and Chuck Norris, you know, we first had him on last year, and I found out, I knew years ago, and it had been one contact with him about a decade ago, and I knew that he was a listener of the show, but last time I had him on about 5 months ago, he said, no, I listen every week during a break when I was talking to him, and then this week he kind of said how great the show was, and I was a crusader, and he wants to defeat the New World Order and arrest the New World Order bankers, and it was blowing me away Friday. In fact, that was a long interview. That's why I didn't have you guys clip it out. I forgot to tell you Friday. But he said that a couple times in the interview. Just see if you can find it. I mean, I know it's posted up at Infowars.com, but there's just two of you in there. I don't know if we've got time at the end of the show to maybe pull a clip of Chuck Norris on the show. And that's a big deal because the police love him for all he's done for law enforcement charities and stuff, and all the movies glorifying the police he's made. And that's a big deal, having him come over against the New World Order. We're very excited about having Chuck Norris on board. And, of course, I also woke up an even bigger Hollywood star. You do have the Savage clip? Really, how did you find it that fast? It's on YouTube. What's the name of the clip? He said, and so he went on, it's called Michael Savage, New World Order Agenda Exposed. And you know what? We'll post that up on InfoWars. I'm not going to play his radio show here. It's fair use, but it gets into a gray area. I'm just not going to do it. Why don't you guys listen to it and write me just the quote about Reichstag, see if that's in there. And then I'll just, we can play like 10 seconds of it, but I don't want to play a bunch of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan. Dan, you're on the air from Alaska.
Hey, Alex, it's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you.
The Obama deception was awesome, and I did what I told you I was going to do. I made 50 copies of it. I'm passing it out to everybody I know. I also did what I told you I was going to do. I got a transmitter on the way to me so I can broadcast your voice to the local Anchorageites up here.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we have a sponsor up on Infowars.com, but I had him on separate from being a sponsor, that has a totally legal FCC-approved, certified AM transmitter that with the right antenna goes out 3 miles. And we're really, really excited that folks are putting those up everywhere on dead space on the AM dial and then streaming my show over the web or other shows.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll tell you what, Alex, you have lit a fire inside of me I did not know I had, and I want to thank you for that. Another thing I want to bring to your attention is if you Google states file sovereignty, the very first one that comes up is from panamalaw.org. It was written on February 18th, but this is an actual law firm that has written a little article about the states filing sovereignty. Now, in the article, it only states, they only tell you about 20 states because at the time that was the number. And as we all know, it's grown to 32. But it is well written. You ought to have your boys back there behind the scenes check that out real quick. I think even you would like it. So, but I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you very much. Good to hear from you, Dan. Let's go now to Brian in Berkeley. I would guess that means Central California. Hello, Brian.
Oh, well, hello, Alex, and thank you very much for your service to this country. The Founding Fathers do smile upon you. Anyway, I wanted to bring to the attention of your audience and to you yourself about the Oscar Grant case, because you haven't really mentioned that too often, and I really fear that, I mean, of course, you know that the Marines, the Foreign Troops, and the Oakland Police Department have, you know, trained together. I mean, you covered it in Police State 2000 about, you know, civil insurrection in
Oscar Grant did nothing, and the officer shot him in the back on the platform of the train there in the Bay Area, and then the cop started kind of slapping him around after he shot him in the back, flipped him over, kind of roughed him up, and then they tried to seize everybody's cameras and claim he'd attacked the police, which wasn't true, and thank God people on a passing train, when it stopped, got good video of it to prove the murder, and it's really a horrible case.
Well, not only that, but there's been another video released with another police officer, Tony Peroni, the guy who put his knee on the neck of Officer Grant, punching him in the face, and no investigation, nothing from Gary.
Well, I mean, after you shoot somebody in the back, you got to beat him up a little. I mean, you know, that was an assault on an officer. So when the officer shoots you, you need to be charged with assaulting them. That's how this works. See,
just like how my friend David Santos, who bullhorned a crowd on January 7th where the riots happened, and they charged him with 2 felony counts. This guy's 16 years old, with inciting the riot and vandalism. And all he did was bullhorn a crowd. So you bullhorn, you use your free speech, you get charged with felonies.
Well, that's because the bankers rule America, and they've got to suppress the people. And they know that if we take the nation back, we're going to prosecute the bankers, as Ron Paul and others are calling for. And I appreciate your call. And, yeah, since I've been calling for the arrest of the bankers, and lawfully, I want grand juries to indict them for the crimes they've committed. Congressman Ron Paul and others have agreed. Chuck Norris agreed on the show Friday. I guess he's evil now. We're getting all sorts of dirty tricks against us. Again, the Obama deception is now available at prisonplanet.tv in super high quality. Download it. Burn it to disk. Take as many copies as you want to give out to folks. And you can also order the super high quality DVD at Infowars.com and support the filmmaker. We're going to come back with some quick comments on the film, some new developments there, and your calls after the news. Stay with us.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorethepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Back.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Some school years may be extended by as much...
You're listening to GCN.
And on News Radio 590, KOBJ Austin.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. With interest rates sitting at a record low and the economy still reeling from the financial fallout, analysts aren't expecting any changes to come after the Federal Reserve policymakers meet this week. President Obama says the notion that the U.S. and Europe are taking sides, with America pushing for more stimulus spending and European nations favoring tighter regulation of the financial industry, is a phony debate.
In my mind, at least, there is no conflict or contradiction between the positions of the G20 countries and how we're going to be moving forward. There's going to be differences in details. Those are being worked out right now. I expect to have a productive meeting.
And Christina Romer, one of President Barack Obama's top economic advisors, tells NBC that while the U.S. is temporarily in a financial mess, the economy is fundamentally sound. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-567-5598. Ask about a free supply. 800-567-5598. That's 800-567-5598.
The president's chief economic advisor says the bonus payments given out at American International Group are outrageous.
This whole area is something we're going to have to look at as we think about regulation in the future, because no one can be satisfied with what's happened.
Lawrence Summers told ABC that the troubled insurance giant got more than $170 billion in bailout money. And the weather is looking good for tonight's rescheduled launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. Repairs have been made after a hydrogen gas leak scrapped liftoff plans Wednesday. The delay has shortened the mission by at least a day, increasing pressure for today's departure. This is NASA's George Stiller.
Right now, we are well past the point where our leakage problem developed on our first launch attempt, and we are not seeing any indications of leakage at all.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
Sounds from Sunday services that resumed today at an Illinois church, 1 week after the senior pastor was gunned down. A minister from Texas talked to the congregation and spoke from his own experience. A decade ago, a gunman entered his Fort Worth church and killed 7 people before committing suicide. OPEC oil ministers say they'll continue current output levels, but try to end overproduction by some cartel members. Today's decision means there'll be no cutbacks from December production levels. Abdullah Saleem El-Badri is the OPEC Secretary General.
Taking into consideration what's going on in the world economy, everything we try to talk about, everything is negative, you know. Every day we're receiving negative information, so we just try to balance the situation out.
And Israel is setting a deadline for a prisoner exchange with the Hamas rulers of Gaza. Here's Mark Levie.
The clock is ticking down on a deal for release of an Israeli soldier held nearly 3 years by Hamas-linked militants in Gaza. Israel has set a special cabinet meeting for tomorrow. If there's no deal today, the prison issue will be turned over to the next government. The current government appears willing to free most of the prisoners Hamas is demanding, including convicted terrorists. But Benjamin Netanyahu, the incoming Israeli prime minister, takes a harder line against Hamas and Arabs in general. Mark Levie, Jerusalem.
And I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We've got a big second hour, final hour lined up for you, and lots of your calls. Let me hit some of the news that's coming up, and we'll go right back to your calls. I was digging through a bunch of stuff we got out of storage. It's always had too small of an office, so I had a bunch of storage buildings. We were moving some into the office, and I was looking at some of the first tapes of myself when I started out on Access TV. And I saw the dates on them, so it's now been 14 years. I hadn't really thought about it. 14 years I've been on air, looking at those dates, 14-plus years. And, you know, everything I've always covered has been government documents. I found out in 1997 that Delta Force in Houston and other areas of South Texas and North Texas and all over the country was buying off city councils, mayors, police chiefs, and paying them big briefcases and suitcases, in some cases as much as $500,000, you know, per mayor and city official. And I was like, what is that about? And I even saw it in the Associated Press. And I'd go on the air and say, you know, a super secret military team under the control of the president, Bill Clinton at the time, is paying people off. So I went and interviewed Thomas Sanchez, Emergency Management Kingsville, and Chief of Police San Antonio, L.A. Phillips. I mean, I got in the car and drove down and interviewed him, put him on my local TV show, and then on the radio show, and people would call in and say, you've made this up. The military's not sneaking around paying people off. And I'd say, well, here's the Associated Press. Here's the interview. Let me play the audio of the police chief. They'd say, oh, it's not real. And now the New Yorker magazine has broken a bunch of news concerning this, so I want to go over that after we take some calls. But on every issue I cover, Most of it is in government documents or legislation or even mainstream news. It just doesn't get any attention. We try to give it attention and connect the dots. Now, in my film Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, put out in 2007, I go over many of the 200-plus declassified instances where the U.S. government admits, I mean, this is congressional testimony, they admit it, that they blow up buildings, blow up school buses all over the world, things that will upset people, to blame it on their enemies. And then last year, WikiLeaks came out, and mainstream news reported on it, an Army field manual we've read on air, where they teach Army captains in black ops, in black operations, secret operations. One of their main tools is stage terror, false flag, and they teach them how to do that. A good Hollywood example of this, based on kind of a composite of some true stories, but it's based in, you know, based on true stories, but a fiction, The Quiet American by Graham Greene, where the CIA guy is, you know, the CIA in southern Vietnam is staging terror attacks to blame it on the communist. And the Pentagon's argument is, well, you know, the Russians, they stage terror attacks and blame it on us, so we've got to do it too. And then that's how you become totally evil, by saying, oh, I'll become my enemy to fight them. And so when I talk about this, I'm only covering what's admitted. Do you understand that? Do you understand there's Operation Northwoods to bomb U.S. ships, bomb D.C., hijack jets by remote control, commit sniper attacks all over the country and blame it on the Russians? ABC News, Baltimore Sun, just Google Operation Northwoods. I mean, all I'm covering is real stuff. Now, I did go on the air 2 months before 9/11, and I said they're going to stage terror attacks, probably on the World Trade Center. You can just Google Alex Jones predicts 9/11. You can hear the radio show and the TV show. You can watch it. There's millions of views on the web of it, on Google and YouTube and everywhere else. There's a new film out, The Selection of South by Southwest, the documentary film of the year by the Independent Film Channel called New World Order. And they have the clips of me in there talking about that. Well, I went on air a couple months ago and I said Obama's agenda is going to stall, even before he was sworn in, but when he was elect. And I said people are going to find out this guy's a globalist. And I'm going to tell you right now, the way they're setting up the military to police America, the way this has all been geared up under, you know, the last four or five administrations, it's all coming to a head. They're going to make their move now. They're going to stage a huge Reichstag event to bring in martial law. And I have police sending me secret state police documents the feds make for them, and we've covered that. I mean, they're really getting ready. I have to give credit where credit's due, because I've really criticized this guy a lot, and I'm still listening during the break to the larger clip. You know, he's claiming that Obama, you know, works for the Muslims or something, is going to get us and going to fool Rahm Emanuel and all these people, and that he's going to set up a dictatorship. So he'll admit the New World Order but claim the Muslims run it. If you believe that, you need your head fixed. You'd have to believe the military is run by the Muslims. But this is a big deal when I think the fourth biggest radio host in the country says something like this. And we're going to play the whole clip. We're just going to play a short clip. If you want to see it, you can just Google New World Order Agenda Exposed. Listen carefully on YouTube, and you can hear him say this. But here's just a quick clip of it. I mean, is he turning into Alex Jones? Here it is.
I made a prediction on this show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship, and a naked dictatorship, to emerge in this country.
All right. Okay, there you go. You can watch the rest of the clip. I'm going to have this linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as soon as possible. In fact, guys, here's my iPhone. It's got Kurt Nemo's number in it. You know how to get it? Get that? I want you to call him right now and please ask him to post this. I think Watson's over in England. He probably went to bed. I've been keeping him up all weekend anyways with Obama promotion stuff. Here you go. I just turned it on for you. It'll take a minute to boot up. Look, this isn't a game or a joke. It's not patty cake time. It's not fun to be Alex Jones. It's not fun to know this stuff. It is very, very serious. And I have a lot of sleepless nights. That's how I can work 18 hours a day, because I know my family, my children, none of us, you out there listening, have any future if we don't stop this. I told you they would stage terror attacks, blame it on Muslims, and then set up a police state, which they would then swing around against the American people. And they're now teaching every police department and the news that the American people are going to attack them, and that Homeland Security isn't for Al-Qaeda, and that NORTHCOM is to fight the American people, and the Army War College has said it, and the Army has announced it. It is official. Okay? Now, I'm sorry if you don't want to believe that. The facts are the facts. You know, we're not five-year-olds where we can imagine you know, whatever we want to be true, and then that's supposedly true. The only way to turn this around is if you get educated out there. And I'm talking to those that have laughed at me over the years. I mean, look at this article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com he wrote yesterday in conjunction with myself. Cheney assassination unit still active under Obama, including domestically. See, Cy Hirsch, through the left-right paradigm, he'll report on everything Bush did and then act like it's just Bush and now we're okay because Obama's here. Well, you understand they're working together behind the scenes and that they're just front men. You understand how deadly dangerous all of this is. Because these assassination teams are being used in the U.S. The military covertly is running every major city. This week I saw a bunch of mainstream news articles we covered on the show. We posted them on the site, linked to them, where they're announcing, oh, the Army's putting officers, military, regular Army in all major police departments as liaison officers. Oh, the Marines are out at DWI checkpoints. Oh, at the shooting in Alabama, regular Army went out on the streets, and I had the Army colonel on admitting it. Total violation of posse comitatus. So, it's all there on record. Cheney assassination unit still active under Obama, including domestically. But they keep doing this left-right bait and switch so folks think the president's running something instead of the real power behind the throne, the bankers who need to be arrested. But they have to have a police state and martial law so that you can never bring them to justice. That's the whole point. Criminals want tyranny so they can get away with their crimes. And they use people in the military to carry it out in every case. Revelations of the political assassination unit, which reported solely to Dick Cheney, was in operation during the Bush administration, are absent the fact that the unit in question, the Joint Special Operations Command, has been active for decades, has been deployed domestically in the United States, we have links to mainstream news on that, has killed U.S. citizens, and is an integral part of Barack Obama's expanded wars in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Seymour Hirsch dropped a bombshell when he told the University of Minnesota audience on Tuesday that the Joint Special Operations Command is an executive assassination ring, essentially, and has been going on and on and on, Hirsch stated. Under President Bush's authority, they've been going into countries, not talking to the ambassador or the CIA station chief, and finding people on a list and executing them and leaving. That's been going on in the name of us all. And then he went on to admit they're also operating in the U.S. All right, I'll finish up with this and then go directly to your calls on the other side of this quick break. But they'll expose the Republicans now that they're out of power, not expose the fact that Obama is actually accelerating all this. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
What if... Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, what's happened is for 14 years, myself and others prominently have been exposing the entire globalist agenda with precision. See, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not somebody covering the abominable snowman and flying saucers and Planet X. The mainstream media always gives attention to all the, I don't want to call them kooks, they're just dreamers, kind of science fiction writers who, you know, write science fiction books and call it reality. That isn't me, folks. Every time you tune in, what do you hear? News, documents, articles, legislation. That's what you get here. I study how the world really works. And the fact that Limbaugh now has to admit they're setting up a one-world government, he's been doing that every day now. People are sending me the clips after saying it didn't exist for years. The fact that Glenn Beck's having to say it. The fact that Michael Savage is saying the government's going to stage terror attacks, that Obama's going to do it. That is incredibly bold, and that's true. That's true. And I think a lot of these guys are beginning to realize they're not top man on the totem pole, and this New World Order is real, and they have no future if they don't stand up. And, you know, there's no words to describe how big this radio show is getting, how much it's exploding. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and talk about I'll talk about the Obama deception. I got some new breaking news for you on it, my new film, in the next segment. Let's go to calls right now, or I'll never get to everybody. Scott in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, bud? I'm 100% behind you. I'm actively awaiting the Obama deception in my mailbox so I can burn copies to the other end of the earth with it. I have one suggestion, a couple of suggestions. I need a banner that is your Obama deception poster with him with the mask and his hand on his chin, some kind of a banner I can buy like Architects and Engineers so I can go out on the street.
You know, I've told my I thought you meant a web banner. You know, we've got some web banners folks can grab and put out.
Yeah.
It's just we don't have the funds or the personnel or the people to make a bunch of banners and mail them out.
Give me a PDF so I can go to a print shop and print something like that. But anyway.
No, I did tell my guys a month ago, and our graphics people, we've just been so busy they hadn't been done yet. If I write a note, guys, to give the graphics people, that we need to have a banner page, a promotions page, an activism page.
Absolutely.
Now is the time to have banners and PDFs and things people can print off. You're absolutely right, sir.
Okay. And anyway, everybody needs to go to ronpaul.com, the Audit the Federal Reserve, H.R. 1207. There's a letter there. You can write your congressman and send that out, an email to everybody needs to keep doing that because Ron Paul is...
Well, I mean, think about 2 weeks ago, Senator Sanders says, tell me where the money went, and private Fed Chief Ben Bernanke said no.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a fight they can't win if the people just stand up and say, yes, bankers, you will tell us where the money went.
Oh,
I mean, we're not the radicals demanding this.
That disgusting picture of Volcker, Greenspan, and Paulson all sharing a joke together on your website.
I know, it's disgusting. Good to hear from you. Matt in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I watched the Obama session. It was awesome. And my favorite part, I think, was when you name all the people in the Obama administration. They're in CFR, Bilderberg Group. And
we show how one group of CFR, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, and we show their quotes from their own publications where they say they want to destroy America and bring up world government. So we first document who the groups are. We show how one group of them leave as Bush leaves, and a whole other group comes back in. It's just a revolving door.
Right. I'm calling here from the home of the slaves in Missouri, where the MIAC strategic report you've been talking about is from. And I talked to Representative Guest Staff on Friday, and you actually had on your show about H.C.R. 13, our sovereignty bill here.
Yeah. Recap for listeners, though. It's a federally written document. All the states have it. This just came out of Missouri, this copy. We got it out of California, too, saying basically all Americans that love freedom are bad. The American flag is bad. I'm not kidding, folks. It's up on InfoWars. All Ron Paul supporters are basically terrorists. It's just unbelievable. So you told the state rep that we've interviewed about it. What did he say?
Yeah, I asked him if they had seen it, and that he had, and he was obviously disturbed as well, as he falls into this also, because he has also introduced legislation in here to stop the North American.
That's right. It says it doesn't exist, and you're insane if you're against it and a terrorist. Yeah, let's get the Missouri reps back on. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's Jim Guest, and he also confirmed that it's, you know, independently, as you have also, that it's real. And
well, of course it's real. We've called and listed the name of the state police. We called them and they confirmed it's real, but said they won't come on.
Right. And I guess they also stated that I asked them, you know, where this originated from or when it started. And I guess it actually started was initiated under the previous governor, Matt Blunt, who I thought was a little bit better about this. But if you recall, he's also the one that said that the Obama, you know,
were fascist when they said it's illegal to criticize Obama in Missouri.
Absolutely.
Just amazing. Good to hear from you. Good idea. Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air, sir. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Great to speak with you.
Good to speak to you.
Alex, you know, I originally called in today. When I called, I had in mind to ask you, I have what I think is a good argument against the legality of the individual states, residents of the 50 states, having to pay the federal income tax. I'm going to save that one for another time because, you know, since I had that idea and I've been listening to you over the last half hour, 20 minutes, you've mentioned a few things, just shows me true lateness of the hour, where they seem to have their buttons all in a row, so to speak, and they're ready to push them. Everything's in place. I was wondering if you could extrapolate for me briefly your knowledge in two areas. The first one would be what's keeping them from moving. The second one would be what, in your estimation, at this point, at this late date and time, relative to the full development of their cage for humanity on the various levels of their entrapment and enslavement of humanity. Is there a significant, to your knowledge, Alex, element within the military and in the police? I know we have the Oath Keepers. That was beautiful. I love to hear that. Will it spread fast enough in your estimation? I know you're trying to make it happen and do everything that you can to do that, and as well as the state legislatures being more and more informed. And I believe that you've been informing all the way up the line. I've had that picture. I've been listening to you about two and a half years, and I've always just had that general picture in my mind when it comes to your audience of just us common folks out here. But I think you've filtered up as well and to people.
Are you kidding? I mean, Bruce Willis was a big neocon until he saw my film. Rick Linkletter's on record. And he made a film with him here in Austin 2 years ago, and Rick came on my show and said, we've woken up Bruce Willis, and then people didn't believe it. And Bruce Willis told Vanity Fair he knows there's a new world order that killed Kennedy and is running everything.
Yes.
And that he doesn't like either political party now. Look, that is and I had Chuck Norris on saying I woke him up Friday. I mean, we're waking everybody up here. I mean, they show clips of our films and the Japanese diet, you know, in their government. I mean, we've got the Japanese government. I can have former German defense ministers on. We've woken up. I mean, it's scary, the responsibility we have. We have the world's eye. And it's just a lot of pressure. I'll tell you that right now. To try to do the best job I can to try to maintain my energy level. I've never been involved in South by Southwest, but Independent Film Channel asked me to go out and do some promotions this weekend and Friday. And, I mean, I've just probably done 20, 30 newspaper TV interviews since then, and I'm just zonked right now. But, look, you're asking about – well, the caller asked a bunch of big questions. Why haven't they executed their new terror operation yet? And will we be able to stop them? I'll answer that when we get back and take your calls.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
problems.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I'm not whining when I say I've probably done 30 interviews the last 3 or 4 days with newspapers, TV, PBS, Independent Film Channel, Wired Magazine, on and on and on. For 4 days, one of the chief writers at Politico, which is huge, tried to get a hold of me, and I never got back with him. He was like calling people in England, my webmaster, trying to get me Saturday night. And I called him right after he'd filed the story, and it's out today. But we're quoted all in the big headline story at Politico right now. This just came in. Bilderberg's excited conspiracist. And it just goes through it all here. And it says, one popular website, PrisonPlanet.com, greeted the nomination with the headline, Obama picks Bilderberg for health secretary. I haven't had time to read the whole article yet. It's very lengthy. And it goes on here to say, it talks about the secret meeting that the Obama deception covers. It documents all of that because we show how Obama literally had the reporters locked on a plane, said he was getting on board to go to Chicago, advertised he was going there, locked him on the plane at Dulles, 2 miles, 3 miles away from Bilderberg meeting this year, and then he pulled in with Hillary and they had their secret meeting. And they admitted it was a secret meeting on the news, but then lied about where it was in Georgetown and other places in D.C. But so we actually got some credit there for breaking that. This is big news, folks. Politico is as big as the New York Times now in political news coverage. And they cover Infowars.net here. Boy, I tell you, this is just amazing coverage they gave us. Man, I dropped the ball missing this one. But I mean, I miss these interviews constantly. I can't work this hard. I can't keep track of it anymore. I'm supposed to go do more media interviews tonight, and I'm about to collapse, folks. And you know, then I've got the callers calling in asking me incredibly important questions. And again, I could spend 5 hours answering the question with detail and facts and proof of saying, you know, they've got their whole New World Order set up, their police state grid, their surveillance grid in place. When will they launch the next big stage terror attack? Alex, and why haven't they pulled the trigger yet? And then will we be able to stop them? I mean, those are just such weighty questions. Oh, I'm trying to answer that question. It's just, questions that important, I don't want to not do justice to them by giving it a half-detailed question. About to say something else. But look, they do stunts. They don't just stage terror attacks. They do stunts, Madison Avenue package stunts like Obama. The great leftists to repudiate Bush and fix everything and save everybody. And as soon as that hype wears down, as soon as, whether it takes 6 months, a year, 2 years, as soon as his approval rating starts dropping down to about 50, that's when the globalists will stage terror attacks as the new stunt to get everybody hyped up and emotional and going along with the agenda. You know, the big stunts they're launching now are Obama and the world economic crisis they've engineered, saying a solution, the economy won't get better until you accept a new bank of the world that you pay your taxes directly to. And if the world accepts that, which they're now proposing in every major publication in the world, I mean, everything. I mean, just thousands of articles. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, Newsweek. Meanwhile, there were, I'm not kidding, probably 30 articles that I've seen in the last 3 days attacking me in mainstream news saying I'm delusional and world government doesn't exist. When I was walking out of my main office today, I just saw this laying there on the desk. We need a bank of the world, Newsweek. The financial crisis is global and only international central bank can deal with it. And you read the article, it calls for world government run by the banks. And then there's all these other publications saying I'm crazy, it doesn't exist. And it's kind of scary to have this much mainstream media paying attention to me and attacking me. Politico doesn't. I scanned over it. It looks pretty fair. I don't. That's even more scary. You know, will we beat these people? Will we stop them? We got a good chance of it because we planted all these seeds. We detailed what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen, and our proof. And so when I open the phones up now, especially on the weekday show because there's more phone lines and people can get in, well, you hear it every day, police call in. You'll even hear the squad car, you know, radio going off. they're like, yeah, no, they're training us for martial law and mass graves, and we don't like it. And then I have city officials on, and I have people on, you know, who are FEMA's getting them ready for it. I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger, but we're held hostage by the bankers. They've got the police state martial law gun to our head. So I don't know. Okay, I want to go to your calls, but on the Obama deception, listen to me very, very carefully, please. And don't take what I'm about to say for granted. Don't take this information I'm about to put out for granted. Okay? We got a lot of threats and a lot of stuff happened early last week that was clear evidence that the establishment was going to try to shut down our main servers so that I couldn't put the Obama deception out this evening with the set premiere time of 6 p.m. Central when the show ended, March 15th, the People Strike Back, the Obama deception. So I launched it Wednesday night. Within 24 hours, it was number one on YouTube and Google. Number one video. They then knocked us off the top spot and just took us completely out of the ratings because they can't. These things are bigger than national television. When you're on the front page of Google and YouTube, when you're number one, it's a domino effect. Like Loose Change getting over 100 million views on Google documented in a two-year period. They had to knock us out. They did. They expunged it. It's still there. It's just not on their main page. Okay? Now, I put the film out. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv for members in high quality. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Burn it to DivX disc. Great activism. Get it out to everybody. The DVDs, the super high quality that everybody should have, the Obama deception, start shipping tomorrow. Get them at InfoWars.com, and that's the way to see it. Now, with horror, I noticed by Thursday morning hundreds of copies of the Obama deception all over the Internet. Now, I was pleased that it was ripped everywhere. I knew that would happen. That was my plan. But in horror, people were so excited to get it up quick that they uploaded it in low quality to YouTube and Google. Everybody did this because that meant theirs got up first. You understand, it takes more time to upload it in high quality. So the horrible encodes, totally ugly, looks like not, you know, 2000 quality video, whereas it's almost DVD quality on some of the downloads we've got at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, if you're going to spend 2 hours watching something, folks, have a little respect for yourself and us and buy the thing. We want it to go virally for free to everybody, but it is not as effective looking like total crud with pixels all over it. So I was just completely disgusted with that. But a great channel who's got a director channel, meaning put more than 10-minute clips up, changed the channel on, that's his handle, on YouTube. Millions of views on, his videos have been viewed millions of times, the ones he posts. He posted the Obama deception. It is the best encode I've ever seen on YouTube. I mean, it is a crystal clear encode on YouTube. And I've told Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson this morning I made the decision. Though this will financially devastate us, I don't even care anymore, folks. I'm posting on the front page of InfoWars and Prison Planet these really good, high-quality copy of the Obama deception. Now, the psychology behind this is then people say, you know, here's a film cost me $100,000 to make. And the day it's released, I put it out for free. So please don't take that for granted, folks. You understand I'm doing this because they're going to stage more terror and bring in complete martial law. They're now announcing NORTHCOM, troops on the streets, FEMA camps, the American people are terrorists. Even Michael Savage is admitting the government's going to stage a terror attack for martial law. People in the know understand this is real. Do you read me? This is not about me being a filmmaker or people liking me. I don't care. You know, if this new world order wasn't coming down on us, folks, I'd be a farmer or a rancher. I mean, I like to piddle around in the yard. I like to be out in the outdoors. I like to camp. I like to jog every morning, lift weights. I don't even do that, and I'm a big fat blob because of it, because all I do is work. I hardly see my children. I do this because I'm totally and completely dedicated to this fight, and I've made this film. Kurt Nemo posted a nice review out of a New York publication for the Obama deception, and in that, at InfoWars.com, a review of the Obama deception is what it's called, top story. In there is the link to the high-quality YouTube. Now, the problem is there's cruddy copies with hundreds of thousands of views apiece, hundreds of them. And the super high quality has like 10,000 views. Let's make it number one. So when folks Google the Obama deception, That's all they see. But for that to happen, it's got to get more views. So InfoWars.com.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and of course antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget our free podcast. Over 130,000 people. It grows every week. Downloading it each day for free, 6 days a week at InfoWars.com. And don't forget that I also have the weekday show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come in here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated transmission, the final edition. Right now, you can go to prisonplanet.tv. It takes you about a minute to sign up, $5.95 for a monthly membership. See my live TV show where I simulcast weekdays, Jason Burmuth, 9 to midnight at prisonplanet.tv, simulcasting with Genesis. It's all there at prisonplanet.tv. You get all my films in super high quality. No hunting around or finding cruddy ones all over the web. Prisonplanet.tv, and the Obama deception is up there in super high quality for you right now. Or order the best quality you can get, the high quality DVDs at Infowars.com, and also support this filmmaker so I can make more films. So please purchase it at Infowars.com or see it in high quality online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. For those that can't afford it or those that want to see it in decent quality, we have one up there in that review of the film. It says review of the Obama deception, and right there is the documentary. And it's the best quality out there we've seen on the web for free. That's why I'm pointing you at it. There's all these cruddy copies everywhere. Please, folks, make this the number one copy of Obama Deception, because there's literally dozens and dozens and dozens with hundreds of thousands of views apiece. Millions and millions of people have seen it in 3 or 4 days, and it's just total crud. It's driving me up the wall. So please make the Change the Channel copy up there that's free at Infowars.com. We'll post it as the top video. Everybody, this is the big premiere night. Watch it for free or get the DVD or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I suggest you do that because the value is just amazing. We've had PrisonPlanet.tv for almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in April, and just thousands of pieces of media there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go to Ingrid in Las Vegas. Ingrid, you're on the air.
Thanks.
Yes.
Love you and listen to you every day. Do you remember back in August I called you because my friend and me got pulled over by the cops because of
Ron? Yes, it was the Ron Paul sticker, and didn't you shoot video of that in Las Vegas and put it on YouTube?
You posted on Infowars, and some of the comments that we got were really upsetting. People said that we made...
Well, that's because they teach the police that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists because you love America. We have the secret government documents.
So now I'm called a terrorist. That's about the worst thing you can be called. That's worse than a murderer.
No, because we know the bankers are the criminals. They're the real criminals, the real terrorists.
Yes.
And
but
so they've got to say we're the terrorists.
I don't know if I should laugh or cry about this.
Well, they're losing the fight right now. Look at how everybody's starting to wake up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Ingrid, so the cop pulls you over. There's video of it. Thank God you had a camera. He starts your evil Ron Paul sticker. How dare you?
Yeah, and the Infowars sticker also.
How dare you be informed?
The stickers are still on the car.
Well, pretty soon they're going to have to say we're all terrorists. I mean, you know.
I know. This is crazy. It's absolutely insane. We are not terrorists.
Hey, good to hear from you. Yeah, I need to. Well, I should ask her the name of the video. I mean, I know we posted it when she posted it on YouTube, but I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, Ron Paul stickers. You're Al Qaeda. But I mean, now Chuck Norris is on our side. Now Michael Savage is saying the government stages terror attacks. I mean, everybody's waking up. I mean, are they terrorists too? Let's go ahead and talk to Max in Michigan. You're on the air, Max.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say I really like that video, the Obama deception. I think it's going to help. Definitely break down the boundaries between the left and the right.
Yeah, it doesn't attack him from a phony right-wing perspective. It shows he's a front man for the bankers.
Yeah, and I see the whole argument being a lot harder after this video really gets big of, you know, the New World Order being this good, you know, system to run to. I see people really going to be waking up from this film and realize that the New World Order is a one-world banking system that is going to drag America down.
Absolutely. And this film exposes how they orchestrated the economic crisis and are bringing in world government. And we show Henry Kissinger admitting that Obama's going to set up world government. And we have the troops admitting that the Pentagon's ordering them to set up martial law. It is all documented in the film. Thank you, sir, for the support. Corey in Denver, Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I was just calling. I just signed up for the Prison Planet and just did that 2 day. When you announced that you were going to release Obama Deception, I had to get it before the FBI got it, you know. So I got that on my external hard drive, and I'm going to burn a bunch of DVDs. I go to a film school out here, so I'm 20. I'm a young guy, and I'm just trying to spread the word out to all my fellow filmmakers, and I'm making my own films, trying to support you and going down that path.
Good.
I just want to let you know some of the bands that I listen to, the recent CDs that they've been putting out, pretty much track for track, every lyric and every word about the New World Order.
No, I know. I mean, we talked to Muse. They wear my T-shirts on stage on worldwide TV. Radiohead, just huge band after huge band now are listening to the radio show.
Yeah, I mean, Slipknot's new album is All Hope Is Gone, and
No, they're big. I'm not particularly like their whole angle myself because it's pretty dark stuff. But they invited Burmese out to their show a few weeks ago in Austin. They're big fans.
Yeah, they definitely have a message to be spread. August brings.
Motley Crue are big fans. I mean, there's basically anybody we ever talked to knows about the New World Order.
Definitely catching the younger demographic, and I love hearing that. You know, and
Bob Dylan knows about the New World Order. Let me tell you who else knows about the New World Order. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura. I mean, I can just go on for hours.
Yeah, it's great. And I just wanted to say good job on the movie. I saw it, and I'm telling all my friends about it. So. Good job on that, and just want to say, the big thing now, I guess, is the bird flu and getting your immune system boosted up. So
absolutely, but listen, what's going to make this film unstoppable is you. Spread the word about the Obama deception. It is now out, and get the super high quality DVD. It's just so crystal clear, so professionally done. Order the hard copy at InfoWars.com. That is, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Folks always say, I don't give them a warning, I just blurt the number out. Grab a pen and paper, folks. The point is, get the DVD. Have screenings at your home. Have parties, viewing parties. Show them this. Say, hey, this exposes Bush and Obama. Explain to liberals, hey, they're setting Obama up as their front. He'll take the blame for their agenda. This is not a anti- Obama film as much as it is exposing the real agenda. They got to see the Obama deception. Help us get it out to everybody. You are unstoppable if you take action. It's already in one day the number one video on YouTube and Google. So they took it off the main page. That's because they're scared. They're scared of this. Tim in Austin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just watched the Obama Deception. Awesome, awesome movie. Everybody needs to get it immediately. There's a great timing on getting it out. People probably think it's a little earlier before he puts the whole plan into effect, but great timing because the plan may shut down some of that distribution here shortly. Two quick questions. Time is short. Why is Ron Paul not suing these scum in Missouri who are naming him as a terrorist? Why is that not some kind of defamation suit?
Well, I just talked to Ron Paul the day before this broke. We had him on this week. And I know people have talked to his office. They weren't even aware of it. And I need to get a hold of him. I've just been real busy myself, and he's very busy. And get him.
I should file a personal lawsuit myself. I'm opposed to RFID. I'm opposed to, and they lump us as white supremacists. This should be.
They say anybody that's against the North American Union is a white supremacist that wants to kill police. And they say if you have a libertarian sticker, you're basically a terrorist. And then that's why the police are harassing everybody. They want to make.
Where this came from?
The FBI and the feds wrote it, and every state has it.
And can we target somebody who's liable for this defamation?
Well, it's criminal for the government to be putting out secret propaganda to police. Demonizing the American people. That's why they say it's secret in the document, because they know they get in a lot of trouble for this. Brett in Montana. Brett, you're on the air.
Hey, sir. Thanks for having me on again. Great job on your new film. And I have it on my MySpace page, and I plan on burning copies of it as soon as I can. What I wanted to talk to you about today was... In the past, you've talked about breaking up the family, and I know exactly what you're talking about. It's made a lot of problems between my wife and I.
The government textbooks say they want to break up the family, and the sitcoms and dramas have these messages to get men and women to fight with each other. It's horrible.
It is. One of the she's having a hard time talking about all this, and it gets into heated discussions, and she just doesn't want to believe sometimes, but I think she's starting to wake up.
Well, good. Keep it up. I'm sorry to hang up on you, but we're just out of time. Jeff, Noah, Brian, David, call me back next time. We'll put you to the head of the line. We are just out of time. Folks, tonight is the official premiere of the Obama deception. Go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95. Download all my films, burn them to disk, put them on your hard drive. Super high quality. It's almost DVD quality at prisonplanet.tv. See it the way it's meant to be seen at prisonplanet.tv or call toll free to order the highest quality DVD, 888-253-3139. Or again, InfoWars.com. To get the hard copy there on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am out of here until tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time, but I'll see you back here Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. The people only need to be warned. They know something's rotten in the state of Denmark. It is up to you to tell them and to warn them. Now, everybody, watch the Obama Deception right now at PrisonPlanet.tv or watch the medium quality one for free at InfoWars.com. There are no excuses. Everyone, watch the Obama Deception tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies.